Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for all the crazy stuff around here. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Gaydon. He's always informative and entertaining and usually accurate. Mullings.com.
Yeah, but I want to go back to the Mick Jagger bumpers instead of that.
I know it. Mullings.com,
folks. He's got to have a heart valve transplant.
I heard about that. I wish him well, you know. But anyway, you know, folks, you just thought I was in charge around here, didn't you? So I want to talk about going forward as we move forward with this, with the politics and everything. You know, I predicted, Rich, that Trump would not run for re-election. And I'm still not ready to give up on that. Now, I'm not hoping it. I'm just saying that I got to looking at all the things that would happen that you and I know happened in the second term, all the people who are against him. If you think about it, you got to give the devil his due. With all the crap he's had to deal with, he's accomplished a lot. He's gotten a lot done, even if you didn't like what he did. I'm amazed at how he's continued to fight all this off and get stuff done. And a lot of it, small businesses like, Rich, I'm telling you, they like a lot of the stuff he's done. But I'm saying that he's going to be 74, 75 if he gets reelected. I'm thinking he's maybe 76. I've forgotten. He's thinking, why do I need this? I'm going to declare victory and retreat. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that. He might. It seems to me there's got to be something cataclysmic that would cause him not to run, and then you've got to say, okay, well, who's
right.
primed to take his
that's,
place?
So that's the thing. That's the thing. Who and which,
you know,
which
gotta,
brings me to my question:
to
who's going
to
run against him on the Republican side?
Somebody would step up, but that, you know, time is the clock is ticking. And as you say, you know, people like the result. The issue that I think we face as a country is acknowledging that one of the most inefficient forms of government is democracy,
mm-hmm.
And it's by design that it's supposed to take time to make sure that these things get figured out. I mean, going
mm-hmm.
back to the green machine stuff,
yeah,
you know, you can't just adopt all that.
But who's going to run against him on the Republican side? Is anybody going to come out?
No, I don't think anybody that's serious. I don't, at least not now.
Yeah, you think Romney's done? Is he through?
I think he's probably he's now one of 100 instead of one of 50 when he was governor, and one of 2 when he was running for president.
Right.
I think he's adjusting to that role.
So all right. What do you think is about the crisis on the border? Is it a crisis? Is it something that every American should be concerned about? And Republicans and Democrats?
I think absolutely it's a crisis, and I think there is that every American should. But that makes my point about democracy being inefficient. I think if everybody would, if the two sides would sit down and say, okay, here's the problem. What do you want to do? And then say, well, the Mexicans have to do a better job of protecting their southern border, as somebody said to me the other day,
right.
And I said, we can't protect our southern border.
Right.
And we're good at this stuff. What makes
right.
you think that the Mexicans can protect their border?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the right answer. So there's got to, if there is an answer, then we have to work together to get it, not just to say I'm going to build more fences or shut down the
right.
border crossings or, you know, make people live in cages. I mean, it's just all crazy, Jim, but it's a real problem, and we have to stop looking at everything like it's a religious argument in
right.
in the Middle Ages.
Well, some liberal 15 years ago said, just because George Bush said it doesn't mean it's a lie. So just because Trump wants a border, our border secure, doesn't mean that's wrong. And the position I've been making, Rich, is that if the Republicans and the Democrats wanted, as two groups, if they wanted border security, we'd already have it. I think they raised too much money off of the mayhem. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. They make more money saying the other guy's wrong or it's illegal, immoral.
And that's what's wrong with democracy.
Separating children and all that stuff, which may be true. But then you say, okay, what's your proposal?
Right.
And they, suddenly got to catch a bus. They can't think of it.
That's exactly right. Hey, Rich, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for your leadership. We appreciate you. And we hope you come back soon.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, by the way, someone I hold in high regard. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Before I go, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.